Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Sorry. All right. Okay, put your foot down. We got to talk about this one. Fecal matters. Apparently, there was a study that was looking at the differences between heterosexual men, heterosexual women, gay men, and I don't think gay women. I don't know if they looked at gay women. At our attitudes towards pooping at work and passing gas. And apparently, gay men were even less likely to do it than heterosexual women. And there's apparently this early drive to have a fecal matters movement. And you want to know what I supported? I support it wholeheartedly. I might not engage much, but I support it. Because going potty at work is hard to do. I can't. I cannot. And I don't think I ever have been able to. I mean, even if I was sick, I just don't know why. I just can't. I just don't. Public bathrooms, it's not that it scares me. I could pee easily. I could pee fine. Just, no, I will not potty in a public bathroom. I won't. You know, I'm reading this article from the New York Times, and they describe things that a lot of us women do. Like, if I have to go to the bathroom and I really, really, you know, feel bloated, and I run into the bathroom, I pray that nobody's in there. And if somebody's in there, I'll just go into the mirror looking like I'm fixing my makeup or something, or fixing my hair. And then I'm trying to wait for someone to leave, but then I'm like, okay, good, nobody's there. And then if I try and somebody walks in, I completely clam up, and I can't. And I don't know why, because psychologically, you know, growing up, I mean, we all had issues as kids. When you grow up, a boy will toot or, you know, poop or something, make a poop pie, and everybody's like, oh, man, you know, that's funny. But when a girl does it, it's like such a no-no. And so, you know, I don't know why, because I don't really remember my parents, you know, ever saying that. I mean, I remember when my brother, if he ever tooted, they'd be like, okay, go to the bathroom, you got to take a dump. But I just don't remember that with me. I think I just held it in. I don't know why. I had an older sister. Maybe my older sister would teach me, oh, you're not supposed to do that. You know, because when I was younger, I thought all that stuff was funny. So it must have happened. I must have been younger. Maybe before I could remember, where I just would giggle and think it was so funny. You know, but I have that also, like, with my kids. One of them will never, never toot in public. And the other one doesn't care. It's like, sorry, hold your breath. You know, the dog runs, cats run. I'm like, really? Kind of cracked open the door. I mean, we're trying to normalize it in my family, but we just can't. I, as a doctor, have spoken on this show for years about how we have irritable bowel issues, we have constipation issues, and if you don't toot, you will, unfortunately, start getting backup. I mean, one of the reasons why we have these mass movements of stool go through feet of bowel is because you have to get the air out, and you have to pass the air. And so if you don't want to pass the gas, then you hold it in, and you have a 12-hour work day. That's not healthy. So I tell people to go to their car. I tell people, oh, I left something in my car. I tell people to try to find a corner, I don't know, in the building or something, because if you don't let it out, then, you know, you start to get back pressure. Same thing with pooping. I mean, you know, it's very, very rare that we in today's society in 2019 could do all our business before we go to work, then go through the whole day fine, and then we come home. I mean, for those of us that have trained us, and I've trained myself to do that, where everything is done before I go to work, so I'm fine at work, and then when I come home later, if I need to, I need to. And, that's kind of remarkable. Is that the safest thing for bowel health? No. And with me having bowel obstructions and all sorts of issues, I blame, you know, part of my bowel habits on making sure I could go the whole day without an issue. Well, that's not the healthiest. I mean, the healthiest is you eat, you go. You eat, you go. You know, how often are we supposed to be potting? You're supposed to poop a few times a day. Now, it can range anywhere from a few times a week to a few times a day. But, you know, look at how much you eat. You're supposed to be passing that pretty regularly. Eating fiber, drinking plenty of water. You got to drink plenty of water. The majority of us are dehydrated. If you're not drinking plenty of water, you're not going to pass it. We talked about that. What is the number one function of the colon? The number one function of the colon is to absorb water from the food. So if you're dehydrated, your food's going to sit there and just churn as the colon's trying to suck out more and more water from it. Which is why, as I was drinking plenty of water, the colon's like, I don't need this. Go, pass, go on, next, 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 and then you can pass it. Now, some people learned, you know, subconsciously to keep themselves dehydrated so they don't have to potty. And then they just use laxatives. And so, you know, poor bowel health is something that I think as Americans we suffer. In fact, I think if you have bad bowels, you're more at risk of obesity. You know, people that potty regularly don't seem to have as many metabolism issues as those who are constipated. Now, of course, those who are constipated probably eat a lot of cheese. Cheese constipate too, and they probably eat a lot of crappy food. They don't eat a lot of vegetables, so it could be that too. But, you know, if you're having trouble losing weight, look at your bowel health. If you're not potting regularly, and I'm not saying go and run and get laxatives, but if you don't have a good bowel habit, that's a problem. So what we need to do is normalize going potty at work. And so I guess they talk about in the New York Times or during the Gold Rush days, women would stand around in a circle, because guys could just go in a bush, but women wanted privacy. So women would stand around, and then everybody would take turns, then like form a wall, and people would go. What I think you should do is have a pact with other women in the office going, okay, guys, I got a potty. So, and I don't want to stink it up, and I don't want you guys being there or hearing any of it because I can't go. How can we share having the bathroom to ourselves? And I bet if there's like 10 women or 12 women, you can make that work. And, you know, yeah, it might be a little embarrassing going, all right, guys, I got a potty. So, you know, how can we make sure, you know, I just can't, you know, I think there's ways to accommodate. And you know, just have potty times. And, you know, if not, then you might want to, like, I don't know, put a porta potty in the parking lot. I don't know, but, you know, fecal matters, I'm okay with that movement. I'm not exactly sure it's the color brown, right? You know, fecal lives matter, fecal matters. Okay, yeah, so you know, you got to poop, and you got to poop at work if you have to poop, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a Tennessee woman is blaming a nail salon after almost losing her arm from a flesh-eating bacteria. Jane Sharp told Knoxville's WBIR-TV that she has now undergone several surgeries to remove large chunks of tissue in one of her hands that was destroyed due to infection. She claims she first began seeing symptoms months ago after she was cut on her right thumb while getting a manicure at Jazzy Nail Bar in Knoxville. Having frequented salons for a good part of my adult life, I definitely have an opinion on the matter. But she writes, while I was there, I got stuck on my thumb and I went, ouch. But I went back to look at my telephone. Her thumb began to throb and she felt so ill that she had trouble sleeping that night. So she went to Summit Medical Group the next day to be checked for the flu. But the flu test came back negative. So nurse practitioner Nikki Brown drew a second line around a spot on the thumb that showed an unusual amount of swelling. Brown told her to monitor the spot in case the swelling got worse. Then she told her to go to the emergency room when the swelling had spread up her right arm. She developed a red rash. Now, I mean, if this was really within 48 hours, that is one fast-moving bacteria. So according to Dr. Udit Chowdhury, an internal medicine specialist with Summit Medical Group, who also treated Sharp, said she could have lost her finger or her arm if she hadn't been diagnosed properly. Now, I'm not sure if anybody started antibiotics right away. If I see swelling in the thumb, I'd start antibiotics right away. But I get, a lot of times we don't do antibiotics right out the gate anymore. But she ended up having necrotizing fasciitis. It was contracted through an open cut or wound. The bacteria got introduced under the skin into the soft tissue, then into the bloodstream. And individuals with immunocompromised systems, you know, not the strongest, maybe because of diabetes or kidney disease or HIV, are more likely to contract the disease. Now, the patient is diabetic, so that made him more susceptible. So a manager at Jazzy Nail Bar told WBIR-TV that the business did pass a state inspection conducted several days after Sharp reported she had been infected. The manager also said that the nail salon cleans its tools in compliance with state mandated regulations. So a lot of the tools have to be autoclaved. The Tennessee Board of Cosmetology and Barber Examiners establishes sanitary rules for licensed salons across the state. So now she's getting better. It still has some deficits. But you know, this is interesting. I'm you know, being a doctor, I watch what happens at salons. And if they're going to do a pedicure, they used to not, but this one salon I go to now with new owners, they actually use autoclaved stools. But not all the tools are autoclaved. A lot of the brushes they use, you really can't autoclave. And so if you, let's say, are getting black polish, and the polish goes onto the finger, and they want to take some acetone to clean that off, they'll use a brush that's sitting there out in the open, and they'll dip it in acetone, and they'll clean it off. Well, if that touched somebody who was cut, and you were cut, you just got infected. Another thing a lot of salons do is put oil on the cuticles. Well, it's a little brush that is in an oil container, so they grab it in the brush, they put on the cuticles, and they put it back into the oil. Well, if the cuticles were cut, there's exposure. So I see salons that are doing everything they're supposed to by the board, but nobody is looking at these other little things that touch a finger that could be cut. And then some of them will do a massage of your hands, a hand massage. I always say no, don't. But they take lotion and then they rub it into your hands, you know, to make you feel better and all that other stuff. Yeah, but again, if their hands aren't covered and you got cut or nicked, it's a problem. I get cut and nicked a lot when I get my nails done. I mean, maybe I just blame my fat fingers, but I'm actually currently finding a new place. I just get tired of being cut. And I have to get my nails done because after years of washing my hands and washing my nails and, you know, being in public, I like having my nails done. I like having my nails looking good. But you really are putting yourselves at risk. And, you know, a lot of us get cut and we blow it off. Don't blow it off. Another thing a lot of these salons do is when you cut yourself, they have this, like, super glue thing that they use. Or they have this thing that helps kind of stop the bleed. Again, that's not sterile. And it was possibly touched upon with somebody else. So, if your average salon does not really understand aseptic technique, you need to, if you're bleeding, tell them to stop and you fix it. You deal with it yourself. You wash your hands, try to bandage it. I know it's really hard to bandage a finger when you're trying to get your nails done. And a lot of us women, we're stupid. We just go, you know what, just, you know, finish the nail and I'll deal with it later. Am I going to interrupt the nail job and have one nail not done because I cut myself? Probably not. And I'm a doctor. But I want to get my nails done. That's what I'm there for. And it would be more of a pain in the butt to not have the nail done, so I take the chance. That's wrong. So, you know, until we can figure out a way to have great nails where we can do it ourselves without having to go to manicurists, you need to be prepared that some manicurists may accidentally cut you and infect you, even if they have other instruments that are autoclaved. And also, they're not gloved. They're not sterile. Even if they wear gloves, those aren't sterile gloves. And as we know, hepatitis can last months on surfaces. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be transmitted right then and there. Yes, hepatitis can be transmitted through sex, can be transmitted through IV drug use, but hepatitis, especially hepatitis C, could sit on objects for a while. So, you know, salons, you know, they got to do a better job, and, you know, we have to be a lot more diligent, you know, if we get cut. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has dropped out of the presidential race. No surprise there. We didn't think he was going to be that popular. His campaign has struggled to gain traction. You know, that's the thing. People from New York, you know, they think, well, if Trump got elected, you know, we all can. Yeah, New York is the biggest city in the country, but, I mean, most populous. But just because it's most populous doesn't mean a lot of New Yorkers like you. He said, I feel like I contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time. I don't think it'll ever be his time. People are mad at him for what he did with the, soda pop cups. So he was on MSNBC's Morning Joe. He said, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign, continue my work as mayor of New York City, and I'm going to keep speaking up for working people. So he entered the presidential race in May. He was a proud progressive, but his campaign really never caught fire. Again, the big leaders are Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. He did qualify for the first two rounds, but has failed to make the cut. And that's kind of, the way the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the way they do things is anybody can run for president. But you have to have certain fundraising guidelines. And I do get that because I could just see people like me. I could say I'm running for office and not spend one dime. And I think it would be a cool campaign if I actually thought about doing that where, you know, I just, you know, be the normal party. But I don't want to hurt the Republican Party. I don't want to hurt the Democratic Party. It always pulls votes, you know. And if the, you know, GOP or the Democrats, you know, want their own type of people, and there's certain fundraising goals you have to hit, it could be very costly. So that's why you see these people bow out, because they have to basically double down or leave. Just like playing poker. If you're not going to, you know, every time they raise the blind, if you're not going to, you know, pony up and, you know, you can't, you have to pay, you know, that's how they kind of get rid of the stragglers. So, you know, President Trump tweeted, oh no, really big political news, perhaps the biggest story in years, part-time mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who was polling at a solid zero, but had tremendous room for growth, has shocking dropped out of the presidential race. NYC is devastated. He's coming home. Oh, my gosh. Trump is funny. I'm really amazed. If these are really Trump's tweets, they're pretty creative. So de Blasio went back and said he's a con artist, Trump. I know his tricks. I know his playbook. So then Trump tweeted that de Blasio was considered the worst mayor in the U.S. And he said he is a joke, but if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. New York City hates him. So apparently de Blasio took office in 2014. They thought that he would be an emerging voice for the left wing of the Democratic Party. Not exactly sure how people like him, but from what we understand, liberal enthusiasm did fade during his first term. There were some political missteps, I guess. And Billy Crystal had even told him to get out of the race. So, yeah, all right. We'll see what happens next. All right, when we come back, let's talk flu. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the new chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
We're here to welcome our outstanding new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Mark, I want to congratulate you. You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position. I never had a doubt. Congratulations.
Milley is replacing Marine General Joe Dunford, who's retiring. Vice President Mike Pence is also attending the formal ceremony near the Pentagon. Closing arguments are underway in the trial of a former Dallas cop accused of murder. Defense attorneys for Amber Geiger rested their case on Monday, and prosecutors did not call any more witnesses. Both sides will have an hour to summarize their case before jury deliberations start. Geiger shot a man inside his apartment last year. Her attorneys say Geiger mistook his apartment for her own and believed he was an intruder. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have to be really, really careful when I talk about the flu shot because there's a bad word in there. I don't mean to say it, but it, if I mispronounce it, it's Phuket, right? One of the strains in the vaccine, Phuket. I got to remember not to do a short U. If I do, I would, yeah, definitely have an issue, especially on air. So let's talk about now the flu. We have, the flu season is here. We've already had people start having the flu. So, start getting the flu shot, people. I understand it's almost October, but that's just kind of what you have to do. Alright? So, fall is supposed to be coming our way, but flu season usually starts 1st of October. Unfortunately, in Australia, it started a few weeks early. And we're hearing that flu is starting early here. There has been one report of one death of flu, and we're trying to get the numbers right now. We are right now at week 37. And there is some virological data being reported by the CDC. So we're going to kind of keep you posted as we get that. But whether it's flu season or not, you need to get the flu shot before flu season. Okay? That's just kind of what happens. Because it takes a few weeks to kick in. So it could take anywhere from 2 weeks to even a month for you to build up an antibody response. So if, let's say, somebody said flu season this year is going to start October 1, we're already too late. Now, we'll still get the shot, okay, because the chance of you getting it on October 1. But that's why we want you to get it before flu season. And let's say you guys don't get the flu shot. Let's say you're busy at work, you keep forgetting, and it's December already. That's fine. Get the flu shot in December. I don't care. Just get it this season. So how many strains of flu does this year's vaccine protect against? Still 4, if you get the quadrivalent, or 3 if you get the trivalent, according to the CDC. As you know, the flu viruses change. We usually try to follow what happened south of the equator. We look at weather patterns, we look at statistics, and then professionals make an educated guess. And they make an educated guess this summer based on what's going on, usually in Australia. Morella Salvatore, an infectious disease specialist at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian, told the New York Times last year that even when vaccines do not match circulating strains, they still can help prevent severe disease. And studies show that even the unmatched vaccines could still avert millions of hospitalizations. Well, the reason why is when we do a vaccine, and I don't know how you do a vaccine, but when we create a vaccine, we're basically creating, especially for the flu, not the nasal, which is a live attenuated, where we take the flu and we just weaken it so it still prompts an immune response without hurting you. But the regular flu shot that you get is a killed virus, so it can't hurt you. But it has a wall or a shell or a skeleton, so to speak. And that is supposed to trigger an immune response in your body that smartens it up so that when the flu does come, it goes, all right, that's a bad guy, let's attack it. Now, some people say, well, why don't you just make a flu shot that just looks at any virus? Well, because the problem is then your immune system will be going off every 5 seconds. You're exposed to viruses all the time, and sometimes you need viruses to do what they need to do in the body. So you want to fight the bad ones. So this year, we have the type A. So we got flu, influenza A, and influenza B. For your trivalent, you got the Brisbane, H1N1. You got the Kansas, H3N2. You got the Colorado, influenza B1. Now, H1N1 kind of is very similar to the 2009 one that hit us with swine flu. The Kansas H3N2 is very similar to the 2017 nasty strain that killed a whole bunch of people. We had a really bad flu season in 2017, and our shot didn't do the job. So they're using something very similar for this year's flu. So hopefully we don't get another swine flu outbreak, and we don't get another H3N2 epidemic like we did a couple years ago. Then for the quadrivalent, it adds an additional B called the Phuket. Okay? Even though I think it's pronounced the other way. I can't say that, though. But the Phuket 2013-like virus, the Yamagata lineage. Now, last season's vaccine was, it's only about 29% effective. That's exactly how researchers talk. You know, I'm still a scientist, guys. I majored in bio, minored in chemistry, became an MD. I'm still a scientist. So our scientist talk is, well, how was the flu shot this year? Can we do a better job this year? We sound like that. That's how we talk. I mean, we might not be like, so what? Really? How you be? I sound like that. But just because I sound like that doesn't mean all scientists do. It's like all apples grow on trees, all trees grow apples. I'll talk like scientists do. Going, oh, well, look at the cross-sectional analysis and look at the end value. Wow, I find that standard deviation. Very impressive. I could talk like that if I have to. So funny when I talk smart. My husband's and kids do a double take, because like I'll sit there and I'll like lower my voice and I'll try to sound all intelligent when I touch some scientist type person, and the kids look at me like, oh my gosh, Mom, that is like so fake. And then I get off the phone and I'm like, dang, you see how I talk? You see how I sound? I sound smart. My kids are like, really, Mom, did you even understand a word you said? Yeah, I did. So anyway, last season's vaccine was only 20.9% effective because of a surge of H3N2 virus late in the season. And that sort of H3N2 was not included in the vaccine, which is, you know, that's nothing we do. Yeah, so we sound like that too. That's about all we could do. So all versions of this year's vaccine include an H3N2 strain. The quadrivalent vaccine for viruses will affect, well, help anybody who takes it also. You can only get the flu shot if the baby is over 6 months old. You can only do the live attenuated nasal version if you're over two. Can't give that to pregnant women also. Yeah, so basically the nasal mist, flu mist, is the one that we give in the nose. And it's live attenuated, and what that means is we weaken the virus to hopefully start an immune response. And a lot of the kids like it because they don't want a shot, so you could just stick it up their nose. Now, most kids don't like things being stuck up their nose, but it works. It does work. A few years ago, they found it not to. But then again, it was because we had a crappy, you know, couple flu seasons in the past. So then they brought it back last year, saying, yep, we could go ahead and do the flu mist again. At least it helps some. Because you had kids not going for the shot. So we do have a higher, stronger flu ad. Stronger one for older people, because some people over 65 need a stronger adjuvant to help prime their immune system. The nasal spray is quadrivalent, so the nasal spray will have all four. A lot of people go, well, I'm not going to get the flu shot because it makes me sick. The flu vaccine shouldn't technically make you sick. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if one in a million, you know, don't like, you know, the substrates within it. But the flu shot doesn't have flu in it, so it's not going to give you flu. So if you do get the flu from the flu shot, you either were already exposed to the flu, or it's a flu-like syndrome that you're getting from your immune system, making you feel achy and feverish and all that. So right now we have no idea how severe the flu season is going to be. In Australia, you know, there was some severity, was some strains, did start early. We still don't have the full numbers. So we'll get those numbers soon. Would like to know them. Right now, though, I mean, even if they said in Australia it wasn't that bad, if you don't want to be down for the count and you don't want to get sick and you don't want to get your loved ones sick and you don't want to miss work, I'd say get the flu shot. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, yes, I do live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so I do live near Area 51. And, no, I am not going to see the Storm Area 51 event. But let me just tell you that our resources and first responders and even military, I think, are ready. 2 million people had clicked on a Facebook post, which is why I didn't take it too seriously at first, because they wanted to storm Area 51. It's our quote-unquote super-secret military base in Nevada, because they wanted to, quote, see them aliens. And the raid is supposed to happen today. Now, the page's creator disavowed the whole thing. I think it was a California guy. Facebook took down the page, but the events are still planned. And Nevada had to take it seriously. Because there's a lot of people out there that really have nothing better to do than to come to the desert, to go to Area 51 and say they were part of something historical. Do I think they're really going to storm it? No. But people are crazy out there, so they might, somebody might be out there in the heat, get dehydrated, and go, heck with it. Phuket. And do it. Right? Phuket lineage flu vaccine. So, anyway, the Matty Roberts was, I believe, the creator. He did not believe anyone would take him seriously. And he did this on June 27th. And the Facebook event was Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us. But he underestimated the allure. So when 2 million people liked it, and remember, a lot of people out there that troll Facebook don't have jobs, don't really have family, friends. This is a pretty big, hip thing to do. And honestly, if I was young and I didn't have anywhere to go or anywhere to be, I'd go. You know how Woodstock, you know, we grew up hearing how, you know, our parents went to Woodstock or how, you know, there were certain marches and things like that. And you're like, well, gosh, I wish I could have been a part of that. That was history. There's people that really want to be a part of history, and storming Area 51 is something that they feel would make the history books. So Area 51 is a highly classified U.S. Air Force base in southern Nevada. And whether it was the movie Independence Day or whatever, it has always been glorified as by conspiracy theorists and paranormal enthusiasts, where the U.S. government stores and hides alien bodies and UFOs. This week, the U.S. Navy acknowledged that some videos of UFOs are images of objects that cannot be identified. It doesn't necessarily mean they're at Area 51. So podcaster Joe Rogan interviewed Area 51 whistleblower Bob Lazar and filmmaker Jeremy Corbell. Lazar claims that he worked with an alien spacecraft while he was employed at one of Area 51's underground facilities. The Air Force did not see the joke in any of this and promised to stand ready to protect America and its assets. He started promoting Roberts promoted music festival called Alien Stock to be held this weekend in Rachel, Nevada. Now, Rachel, Nevada is one of the closest towns to the base. But he pulled out of the festival last week because he thought it would turn into a humanitarian disaster. He said, due to lack of infrastructure, poor planning, risk management, and blatant disregard for the safety of the expected 10,000-plus alien stock attendees, we decided to pull the plug on the festival. But alien stock is still going to go on in Rachel. From what I understand, there's already people here. There's going to be other events in the nearby town of Hico. And, I'm not worried about people trying to storm Area 51. I'm not really worried about that. I think there's going to be a lot of pictures and selfies. What I'm worried about is this is the desert. There's not a lot of restaurants. There's not a lot of bathrooms. I don't know who's putting the money behind this. In fact, I don't even know if... I believe there was one grant given for there to be an event, but the other one not. And again, I don't know if there's going to be sanitation. I'm not exactly sure when you have a desert that's not really designed to have thousands of people. Not to mention rape and assault and things like that, that could happen. The population of Rachel, Nevada is 54. It's surrounded by ghost towns and desert. The town has only 4 businesses in its city limits. Oh yeah, they're excited. And Little Alien is the only one that provides lodging and food. According to the website, the inn is booked solid. The inn only has 14 rooms. There is camping space. Rachel's only gas station closed in 2006, so you're going to have to go to Alamo, Nevada, to fill up your tanks 50 miles away. And the big concern that we have in Nevada is emergency services. So if the nearest hospital is our county hospital, and that's, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 miles away, that's a problem. So the county is, I guess, what, 25? I don't know how many people are in the county. 2,500? I'm not sure. But, of course, they're really, really concerned about heat-related illnesses, other safety issues, EMS. So, 2 people apparently have already tried to get on the base. Earlier this month, 2 Dutchmen were arrested 3 miles deep into the Nevada National Security Site near Area 51. They pleaded guilty for trespassing and illegal parking. They told authorities they just wanted to get a good look at Area 51. They go, we just wanted to go there. See, you know, when people fly into Vegas, they go, where is it? The Air traffic control is protected airspace, so the planes have to go around it. You will not fly over Area 51, so you won't see it. I know, I keep looking. It won't happen. And so when there is an area, right, it's supposed to be deep in a, you know, it's not supposed to be where the public goes. Well, now, you know, like I said, people don't have jobs, they don't have things to do, they go and they have nothing better to do than to try to spend a couple weeks trying to find Area 51. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I really, really hope it doesn't, you know, become a free-for-all like people think it should. But, you know, you never know. Zantac. Zantac is the stomach medication that has been, unfortunately, in the news because it may have the same sort of cancer-causing agents or impurities that, if you remember last year, blood pressure medications had to be recalled for. And a division of Novartis, a pharmaceutical company based in Switzerland, has had to halt shipments of generic versions of the heartburn medication Zantac because the FDA had announced they found found amounts of, I think it was NDMA, the N-methyl nitrosobutyric acid. And I thought it was supposed to be amine. I don't know if that's right. I got to double check that. So Sandoz, a division of Novartis, has halted the worldwide distribution of the generic version of Zantac. And Zantac is over the counter. You can get over the counter for your stomach upset. And they don't think all ranitidine has it, but what they're going to do is they're going to stop the company from shipping it so they can examine them. Ranitidine is a very, very common heartburn drug used to treat excess acid, GERD, reflux, and ranitidine is sold under the brand name Zantac. We do not believe that Zantac, right, is personally an issue, but generic versions, and since Zantac is sold over the counter, it might have the impurity. So NDMA is a possible human carcinogen, could cause cancer. The FDA is not at the point telling people to stop taking it. They want to wait for more information. But again, if the same process that caused the production of the impurity in the blood pressure medications last year has never been changed and other companies have made their drugs similarly, then I'm sure there's a slew of drugs out there, generic, that might have the impurity as well. And the FDA needs to very, very quickly examine all of them. You would think it would have already been done. I'm not exactly sure what's taking so long. But I would say any company using that sort of method needs to have their drugs checked, samples taken, a wide variety of samples. If it's clear, go ahead and sell them. If not, change the way you're doing them. Sounds easier said than done, but it's been a year. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.